All right. Now that I think everyone is here, thank you everyone for joining us this afternoon for the post-match press conference of the preliminary round of the Canadian Championship, where York United FC hosted Masters FA. If you would like to ask a question and you're on Zoom, we ask that you raise your hand. Otherwise, we ask that you raise your hand in the room, and we'll start with in the room first. First up, sitting at the table, we have head coach of Masters FA, Rick Titus. Yes, please go ahead if you could state your name and your outlet.
Okay, here's Rocket Robin from Rocket Robin's Soccer in Toronto.com. And this question for Rick is, was the turning point having that second goal go in just before halftime?
I don't think that was a turning point. When you lose a game 5-0, the turning point is that you have to look at yourself as a coach. You have to look at your team as a whole. And the game kind of reveals to you exactly what's going on with your team and exactly what's going on with you as well. This game is a very spiritual game. When you really look at it, it comes from the heart. And if you play from the heart, many times you can win games that you're not supposed to. And on this day, the preparation that we had was not conducive to winning a game. We tried our best. We have a lot of players that play with their heart. But sometimes life gets in the way of your ambitions in football. That's what happened today. I don't think there was really a turning point. I think you could see from the beginning of the game that when a team is prepared to play, they look much different. The players on their team are fit players, the guys that they take care of themselves, they take care of their lives, they eat right, they sleep right, and they have an environment that is conducive to winning. So I don't think there was really a turning point. I think that the turning point is that before the game even starts, there is an essence to the game that you have to have in order to win a game. And it's either you have it or you don't. Today, I don't think we had it.
Thank you. We'd like to ask Charlie from the Canadian Premier League.
Obviously, this being in this competition is important for your club. What have you maybe made of the experience waiting for the
game? You know, I wanted to bring the team in and you know, be a little bit more cerebral, but we don't have that kind of team. We have a team that's a little bit more, I think we play the game off the cuff many times, and trying to organize the team in a certain way takes a little bit more time, takes a little bit more resources. So what we got from this experience is that the things that I've been telling my team for the last, you know, we found out maybe about a month and a half ago that they had this, the tournament was on. We didn't have enough time to prepare, and trying to reiterate to players and, you know, to say, look, you know, get yourself in shape. We got a month, 30 days, 40 days to get into shape. I think the lesson that we learned today was that the first thing that you have to take care of as a footballer is to make sure that you're in shape. And I think for a lot of athletes that want to come up and play professionally and have aspirations to be professional, you have to take care of the smaller details. And those smaller details, the first is getting into shape. You have to be able to run. And if you can't run in this game, I mean, the modern game is much faster than it was maybe just even 5-10 years ago. So physical preparation is very important. Mental preparation comes from physical preparation as well. You know, that's how you understand the game. That's how you understand your body and, you know, what you need or what you require to play the game. And I think in that respect, that's what we'll learn from this experience, is that you must take care of those details first before you do anything else.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Thank you, Richard. You had a couple players stand out.
Yes.
In small moments of the state, for sure.
Yes.
When you say to those kind of guys after the match, like, thanks for the 5-0, they still have
Look at the game. The game was 5-0. And I guess, yes, we did have moments where some of our players stood out. I mean, Adam stood on some plays. Eddie, Shaq, that I brought in the second half, he's had a bit of an injury for the last 2-3 weeks. So these are guys that were, like, kind of game day players. But to those players, I'd say, hey, look, you know, you were in a situation now where it was a little difficult. We had a little bit of time to train and get ready. my players' work. There's a lot of things going on in their lives that kind of distract them from being where they want to go. But, you know, Adam has aspirations to go to Europe. I think Adam, right here, by the way, I think if Adam continues to work hard and train, he's been training himself. I think the sun got to him today. You know, if you don't prepare for the sun, that's going to be a problem, right? And it's difficult to prepare for. You don't know how hot it's going to be and how it's going to affect your body until you're out of the field. So for Adam, I'd say go play in a country that's cold. You know, Serbia is perfect. I think for guys like Adam and Shaq and Terrell, we had a young player named Terrell that's been in the academy for, you know, pretty much his entire life. Just tell him to not quit and to continue to work hard and make sure that you're physically prepared for all your games. Make sure you're spiritually prepared and mentally prepared for all your games and training. I mean, you can't leave stones unturned, and I think that's what happens in our country right now, is that we have players that are very talented, but they don't understand that you must take care of your mental preparation and physical preparation first before you do anything in this game. It's a tough game. Lots of running, lots of tackling. People are hitting you at the same time you're trying to run. It makes you tired. You must be prepared physically, mentally, and spiritually for this experience. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Hi, I'm Daniel from Observer. Despite your result, what are the positive aspects of this present from today's performance?
Two things can happen from this performance. Either our guys respond by becoming a family. Like I've been trying to tell them, look, you know, family and unity is the most important thing. We have players from all over the world, many different religions on our team. And in order for this team to move forward, they have to take those diverse experiences, their diversity in their lives, adversity in their lives, and overcome it by coming together. You know, when you have a team that's really, really spiritually in tune and has good energy around the team, and you know, everybody's working together, it can do miracles. I think today we have elements in our team that we need to change because they're not in tune with the rest of the group, and which is unfortunate. But sometimes, you know, when you have situations like this, you get to see that firsthand. I wouldn't like to lose. I didn't want to lose 5-0 to see that firsthand. But, you know, it, like I said, the game reveals to you exactly what you need to know about yourself and about your team.
You talked about the condition of the players.
Yes.
Wasn't the best.
Yes.
What's the reason behind Francis Amiel's empty substitution?
Yeah, Francis, one of the players on our team that's probably, he's one of our fastest players and one of our most physically fit players. And what happens sometimes in these environments is that when you play a game that's this big, your nervous system shuts down. Even though you're a good player and you're fast and you have good qualities, your nervous system shuts down because you're not prepared for the moment. I think that's what happened with him. I don't think he had a terrible game or anything like that. I just think that something within him wasn't able to understand what the situation is and wasn't able to kind of get out of whatever mind space he was in. And that happens sometimes. You know, I've been a pro for a long time myself, and there have been games where, you know, early on in my career, you know, you shut down sometimes, even though I was fit, strong, and fast, and had all those qualities. You know, when you're not mentally prepared and you're not mentally feeling it, it affects your body as well. It's the same thing in life. When you don't have a good frame of mind, it affects your life, and it affects your life on the field as well. And I think with Francis, I think that happened today. It's unfortunate. I had to take him out. You know, I really didn't want to. It was probably the worst time to take him out. But I think at that moment in time, we needed to change the energy, and you saw right away they scored 2-0. And yeah, maybe that would be the moment in time that changed the game. Rocket, I think probably around that time. Yeah, and I should have got him out a little bit sooner, but yeah, I think that might have been. He had a tough game today. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. And finally, we'll now ask Brandon, who has joined us on Zoom, to ask his question.
Thanks, Caitlin. Afternoon, Rick. Obviously, a tough loss out there tonight, but I guess the question would be: is there anything that you can take back to playing League One and positives from today that you can use there to maybe get back to the summit and come back in 2022?
Yes, we did. We got some positives in our connective play today. I mean, there were parts of the game we were able to string 3 and 4 passes together in the midfield and break out. So I think we'll take those positive moments and use them. I think the moments. Another positive thing is that, you know, sometimes when you lose 5-0, you know, there's lessons that you learn from this loss, and we'll take some of those lessons and try to do something in our training to make sure that these kind of things don't happen again. Preparation is everything, you know. Preparation is everything, and if we prepare moving forward, and everybody, you know, we got to get our team to be a little bit more unified. Like I said, there's elements in the team that need to change, and you don't see that until you see games like this. So obviously I'll make those changes. It'll thin the team out a little bit, but it'll bring a little bit more unity to the team. So there are some very good positives from this game, and that's one of them, just knowing what you have to do to move forward in League One and try and do something special there.
And, just a quick follow-up, if I may. You guys obviously, like you alluded to there, some positive moments tonight, and about a week to prepare for this one. But I guess question would be, what did you make of the quality of play against the CPL opponent tonight?
I think player for player, I think we have some players on our team that are a little bit special, pretty special. I think their team has some special players as well. I think it was pretty even in that respect. But I got to tell you, the preparation is a killer sometimes. You know, I mean, you're training 5-6 days a week. We have guys at work and come out to training once a week. Then it's not going to happen. You know, as much as I'd like to think that it could happen. And there's a possibility of making it happen sometimes, but you really have to have every single player on your team in the same energy, in the same vibration, in the same feeling, and you know, and have a really strong unity. And if there's one or two players that don't feel that way, they can affect the group. 3 or 4 players can affect the group. And that goes for every team, professional teams as well. You know, you have 3 or 4 guys on your team that aren't happy, they can affect your entire team. So taking the lesson of making sure that, you know, the team is feeling a certain way, being a certain way, I have to be the representation of that as well. So I have to take some blame for that, as well. You know, I have to see that, you know, look, there's elements in the team that need to be moved out. Got to move them out and not let them hang around and affect the team. So, that's pretty much what we're going to do with the League One is thin out the squad, bring in some other players that are willing to put in some sacrifice to make sure that the team goes forward and is successful.
Appreciate it, Rick. Thanks for all the time here, and thanks for
very much. Wishing York United a lot of success in the next round. And I like the way they play. I like their coaching staff. They're good friends of mine. So I wish them the best. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Rick. We'll now have Captain of Masters FC, Adam Cardamy Sirkwasi, come and join us.
Sirkwasi.
Perfect, thank you. We'll look to follow the same process.
Gotta put volume on this.
Oh. Thank you very much. We'll look to follow the same process. So if you're interested in asking a question, please just raise your hand. We'll start with Charlie from the Canadian Premier League, please.
The coach just spoke a little bit about kind of the differences, conditioning, and just the pace and intensity of that game. What did it maybe feel like for you as a player? Did it feel, you know, really different from the league on that?
I wouldn't say it was levels above. I think, like Coach Rick said, our preparation and a lot of our players are just not fit. So the way they moved the ball around in the first half, I think we tried to hit them on a few long balls. We tried to use our athleticism over, say, our passing more so in the first half, and I think we just burnt out a little quick. And then they got that second goal just before halftime, and then second half, you come out, you try again. We had a nice little burst of energy, but kind of died out again. I think that's really what happened.
We take this back, especially as a staff, the players, setting up for week one, where you're doing pretty well, either 2-1 or 3-1, your record. Knowing that the other teams aren't some of them aren't as good as you, of course. How can you now turn that safe open? You know, to held York for this many minutes, you should be able to beat like Darby or North Carolina, things like that.
I mean, it's definitely a good experience to be able to play at this level and to see firsthand. It's definitely a good experience. Going back to League One, you can definitely take, well, maybe not from this game, a lot of positives, but in the sense that we had some good moments. We held the ball towards the end, but that's because we were tired. But even though we were tired, we held the ball. So in a way, we can take that as a positive aspect. Go back to League One and play against some of those teams that may not have the quality we have and control the game more so in that aspect.
A very different attack you will meet Ramirez and Petrasso front as a defender. How do you kind of approach a game like that when you're seeing two different styles at the same time?
It's definitely an adjustment. I mean, you go up against one player and then having to switch mentalities to another player with a different play style. So it's definitely not the easiest thing to do, but I mean, that's why I'm on the pitch. That's why I was chosen to deal with those situations. Unfortunately, today we kind of burnt out and they got the best of us, but it's our job as players, right? So it was a good experience. I'll tell you that there was a lot of energy. The coach gave us a lot of energy, told us that we're still in it. We believed we were still in it, only two goals down. That's not the greatest of cushions. So we definitely came out second half, re-energized, and definitely tried to... we had a feeling they'd be a little on their heels, thinking it was going to be an easy second half, and unfortunately we couldn't score. If we scored, it would have been nice. Then it would have been a game, but then they got that third goal and basically became the first half all over again. Thank you so much. Have a good day, guys.